Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story. The title of today's story is The Weight of Soil. There was a very clever and cunning landlord who owned lots of land in the whole village. He cunningly loaned a small amount of money when needy came to him for help. Taking a benefit of those who were not well-educated, he kept adding on interest to the principal amount. The amount for repayment of the loan would raise up so much that people couldn't pay back and end up surrendering their land to the landlord. Now his eyes were on a land owned by an old lady near his house. The landlord was not able to figure out how to lure her into giving up her land to him. He then bribed a government official in village and forged papers of ownership on his name. He, along with the government official, visited old lady and served her a notice to hand over the land to him. Old lady was shocked to know this and pleaded that she has been living here her whole life. She approached local court, but the landlord had bribed everyone and had presented forged ownership papers. Thus, the court delivered the judgment in the landlord's favor, rejected old lady, then prepared to vacant the land while the landlord and his associates stood there waiting for her to leave. While leaving, old lady said, "Sir, the land here is where I played, grew up with my family, and this soil is very dear to me." She added further, "Allow me to carry a basket filled with this soil to keep with me. With that by my side, I will always have an aroma of this place till I die peacefully." The landlord smirked, thinking since he had gained ownership of her entire land without paying her, might as well let her have it a basket of soil so she can live quietly. He said, "Fine, you can fill up your basket." Old lady started filling up her basket with soil. She overfilled it and was struggling to lift the basket to carry over her head. She then told the landlord, "Sir, will you please lend a hand to put the basket over my head?" The landlord came forward to help and said, "Oh, you poor old lady, didn't you think before you overfilled this basket? You're struggling to lift this basket filled with soil, then how can you carry this with you?" With tears in her eyes, old lady said, "Oh, sir, this entire land was my own. Spent my whole life here. Yet I'm struggling to carry a single basket of soil from here while I am still breathing. I won't be able to carry it with me even when I die. You, sir, have so much of others' land. How will you carry it all with you?" The landlord stood stunned hearing this. He realized this mistake and fell on the old lady's feet asking for forgiveness. He requested her to live here happily and returned her land. And today's moral point, do not cheat. Don't be greedy. Do not take more than you need. Be content with what you have. Sometimes it's sufficient for a happy life.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then take some moral lessons out of them and make use of them in our daily life as followers of this great and perfect religion of Islam. Today, we want to talk about greed and how much it is reproached in our religion. You know, greed is the excess fondness of money and fortune. It is one of the bad manners that drew the various evils and sins. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Know with certainty that you cannot achieve your desire and cannot exceed your destined life. You are on the track of those before you. Therefore, be humble in seeking and moderate in earning, because often seeking leads to deprivation. Every seeker of livelihood does not get it, nor is everyone who is moderate in seeking deprived." Imam Baqir alayhi salam also said, "In his love for the world, the greedy is like the silkworm. The more it wraps in its cocoon, the less it has of escaping from it until it dies of grief. Greed enslaves man and causes him grief. The greedy cares only for collecting fortunes without stopping at any limit. Whenever he achieves a goal, he works for achieving another, and so he becomes the slave of avidity until death strikes him. He also exerts laborious efforts for collecting riches, but he is the less beneficiary. He tries for gaining fortunes, but death comes unexpectedly upon him to deprive him of enjoying that fortune. The heirs then enjoy his fortune so easily. Furthermore, greed takes to the slips of sinful matters that produce problematic situations in the world to come. It also hinders from doing charity. The noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A greedy person always remains excluded, and an excluded person is hated and reproached, you know. A greedy person's thoughts are disturbed and his troubles numerous, constantly involved in seeking and computing riches, neither at peace in this world nor inclined towards the hereafter." Okay, let's have a short break and we will talk about it more.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from iRabe English Radio, and we are talking about greed and how much it is reproached in our religion. Well, there is one point here which may help us avoid misunderstanding. It should be noted that there is a great difference between money worship and the desire for advancement, including that of material future. Hence, it is important to draw a line between these two aspects, for there is no righteous justification preventing human societies from seeking advancement and excellence in the shadows of nature and talents. The endeavor of a greedy person creates a chain of miseries for his society, for he intends to acquire his loss with unjust methods, including methods which may bring poverty to others. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.